Hello, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine.
Fine, okay. Do you go to work today?
Yeah, I go to work today. I went to work today.
Okay. You went to work, and how was work?
What?
How was work for you?
I think I'm try to use it because I moved to Melbourne.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to get used to it. Okay, I'm trying to get used to it. You just moved to Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. So what is your job?
I'm working in the bank.
Oh, okay. So you're working at a bank. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay. So, yeah. And I guess you finish work on time, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Okay. So we will look at here. Okay, can I have you to read the topic for me?
Okay, understanding presentation core concepts.
Yeah, okay, very good. So here you can see like to understand the presentation's key concepts or core concepts.
What concept?
Okay, we will look at the words first. Okay, so may I have you to read number one?
Crucial.
Yeah, so crucial, that means like the key or something that is a main. And can I have you to read this one?
David played a crucial role in the event. Without him, it wouldn't have been a success.
Okay, good job. Yeah, so also we can say necessary, important role. Okay, and can I have you to read number two?
Handy.
Okay, so handy, that means it's very convenient to use. Okay, easy to use. Can you read this one?
Bob bought a handy filling unit for the office.
Yeah, so handy. Convenient to use. Okay. And for number three.
Informed.
So informed, that means you are notified. That will be informed.
Informed.
So can you read
My
this one?
coworker always keeps me informed about the latest stock market developments.
Yeah, okay, good. Good job. And for number four.
Tricky.
Yeah, so tricky, that means something hard to maybe hard to deal with. You can say tricky.
Tricky.
Okay. And can you read the sentence?
Jeff's new DVD player is a little tricky to operate.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. And number five.
One size fits all.
Yeah, so one size fits all. Sometimes when you buy some t-shirts, it says one size fits all. Means it only has a size. Okay. And can you read this one?
The European
Union.
Union is often criticized for having one size fits all policies.
Okay, good. You know European Union, right?
Omo.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and criticized. What does that mean, criticized?
When criticize, argue.
Okay, so like to talk about something that is
Bad.
maybe bad. Yeah. Okay, so that will be often criticized for having one size fits all policy. Okay, good job. And for number six, please.
Draft. Draft.
Yeah,
Mess
draft.
up. has drafted a new version of the proposal.
Yeah, okay. So here we use draft as a verb. That means that you will write down, like you write down your initial ideas that will be draft.
So it can be a noun, right?
Yeah, it can also be a noun. This one
Okay.
can also be a noun. Yes. Okay. Sometimes we will probably use like draw up if you want to use like phrasal verbs. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. So, do you have any questions here?
Maybe not, but I need time to remember these words.
Okay, no problem. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So now we are going to look at the conversation here. Okay.
Yes.
Here you can see Alex and Henry. So, yeah. They are talking about the presentation core concept. Okay. Can I have you to read the whole dialogue?
Okay. Okay, so how do I start researching my content? Make a list of the information you need, where you are going to get it, and how long it will take. So, if I need figures, for example, I'd contact sales. Yep, and for info on how our product benefits the client, you'd go to marketing. Also, put your content into need to know and nice to know categories. The first category is the crucial details. I suppose the kind of stuff I should include on slides. What are the nice to know? Those are just handy facts and figures that will make you seem more informed and help you deal with questions from your audience. How will I know exactly what they need to know? They can be tricky, as it can change depending on the audience. You should avoid one-size-fits-all solutions. Tailor your presentation to your target group. All right, any tips for drafting the outline? Decide on your style and organize the content into 3 to 5 main points. Any more, and you may lose your listener's attention. The details can be sub-points. Thanks for all of your advice. You've been a great help. Not a problem.
Okay. So, do you have any questions about these words?
Me. Tailor your presentation.
Yeah.
Tailor.
So, we can say like tailor to means like to customize your presentation.
Oh.
Tailor. Yeah, here we use it as a verb to somebody and yeah, to customize your presentation. And actually we use another word too, cater.
Cater.
Yeah, you can also say cater to somebody.
Cater to somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So because tailor, the person is originally is a person who makes a clothes for someone. Yeah, we
Oh,
will say
I
like
know Taylor
tailor-made.
Swift.
Oh, you know Taylor Swift. Okay. Yes, and sometimes when we say like tailor-made, that means like somebody measure your size and everything and do it for you so it fits very well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. And any other questions for the words?
Right. No, this page, I think it's okay.
Okay, and from here, how about this page?
Need to know, nice to know, categories. Yeah, I think I can understand these words.
Okay, that's good. So
Yeah.
for you, like when you make a presentation, do you also categorize them to need to know and the nice to know.
Need to know. I don't know your question, so
Okay,
please.
I mean like when you do the power, maybe like when you make, okay, when you make the PowerPoint slides, do you also categorize your maybe like your content to like need to know and the nice to know? To need nice to know and the need to know.
No.
No, so you don't categorize them. Okay. And so for your slides, do you customize the slides to your maybe like to the audience?
No, I haven't do that.
Oh, you haven't done it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, how often do you need to make a presentation at work?
If I need to presentation, my colleagues will prepare the data.
Oh, okay.
So
So every
I just speak
So you
and
are the presenter.
in the meeting I am not a presenter because the meeting is like telephone meeting,
Oh, okay.
yeah, with another branch. So we just speak out.
Oh, okay. So you just
Yeah.
need to speak out. And the other people will provide you the data. Oh, okay. Other colleagues will provide me the data. So you will speak about the data.
Yes.
I'll talk about the data. Okay, good job. So you said you are still getting used to Melbourne. Yes. Okay. Is it because for example, like is the time difference, like different time
No.
zones?
Different types. The most important thing I think is my English speaking skills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think my English is not good enough to talk with other people. Yeah.
So the people you need to talk with, they are from all of them are from Melbourne.
I need to talk to another bank, maybe the bank agents. I need to talk about syndication loan with them. Yeah, so I feel nervous because you know the Australian accents,
Yes.
I really cannot hear very clearly.
I see. Yes, sometimes they for example, they will say like footy, for example, if they want to say like football, they will say footy, and many things are very short.
Yeah, and their accent is different from America.
Yeah, the accent is very different from the United States.
If they speak like America, maybe I can understand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. They
But
use
maybe there are many English words I don't know, so I can't understand. So I must to improve my many words.
Oh, okay. You need to improve your vocabulary. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for the Australian, sometimes, yes, for example, like they will say servo for the service station. Yeah, service station on the
Restaurant?
Yeah, on the
Like
highway.
petrol station?
Petrol station, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and yeah, they call it servo, but in
Turbo.
the yeah, and petrol station. Yeah, petrol is actually the word from the UK. So in the UK, people also use petrol.
Oh.
Yeah, so they sometimes will say like servo, and for afternoon, sometimes they will just say arvo. Yeah, they will say like good arvo. Or yeah, because you know, like they like to say some of
Very
the
sheltering, huh?
yeah, very short.
Huh.
And when they say kangaroo, maybe they will just tell you a roo, the roo, and then you will be like, what do you mean the roo?
Rule, what is the rule?
Just kangaroos.
Oh, kangaroo.
Yeah. And yeah, it's also a difference. For example, you know, in the United States, people will say candy.
Yeah,
Yeah, in the US,
sugar candy.
we'll say like candy, any kind of candy the kids eat, right? But in the UK, people will say like sweets. And
Sweets.
yeah, in Australia, they will say lolly. Have you heard of this
Sorry.
term? Lolly, yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, in Australia they will say lolly. And yeah, it's like lollipop. So they call it lolly.
Nolly. So it cannot find out in the dictionary.
Probably you can find it in the dictionary, or you will, yeah, you can Google, yeah, to check it. Okay. So yeah, sometimes they will use like shorter words. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Vicky, is there a better way for us to contact you? Because now you are in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, so I don't have I have the mobile phone in Australia, but you cannot call back, right? Because
Oh.
I'm in Australia.
So is it like a will it be easier to maybe contact you via Skype or
Skype,
something?
I have to download the Skype.
Oh, you have to download
I didn't use the Skype.
Skype. Oh, okay. So maybe to email you.
To email me. So you say when I want to start the class,
Oh,
you
okay.
can contact me.
Yeah. Because we for example, like you call, but maybe some of my coworkers are very busy. So they couldn't answer the calls. And yeah, so we try to contact you, but it was like a Taiwanese phone number, so we couldn't reach you. Yes. So now my coworker would like to know if there are some other ways we can let you know, like the teacher is available for a call.
Also, then I think I can leave my email.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
So you can leave your email to us.
So I type in the chat room.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, thank
Okay, it's
you.
my email. So next
Yes.
time I call, but nobody answer me. You will leave a message in my email,
Yeah,
right?
we will try to contact you via email. Okay.
And tell me the time.
Yeah, and tell you that you can call. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a good way. Yeah.
All right. So, hope you have a nice one. I'll see you then. Okay, Vicky. Bye.
Thank you.
No
Thank you.
problem. Bye.
Bye. Bye.